This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Acapulco's mayor calling for a maximum alert as Hurricane Otis blasted into Mexico's southern Pacific coast early this morning as a Category 5 storm. 165 mile per hour winds, heavy rain. The National Hurricane Center's Daniel Brown.
The core of the storm will be moving inland across portions of southern Mexico, heading into areas of mountains in southern Mexico. And it's really, as the winds come down, we are going to be more concerned with the heavy rainfall and flash flooding that could occur.
Israel is again vowing to destroy Hamas, rejecting calls from the UN for a ceasefire. Israeli jets are continuing to strike targets in the Gaza Strip this morning, payback after Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th. The U.S. is planning just in case it has to evacuate Americans from the Middle East. The AP's Sagar Magani's got this.
The Biden administration is developing contingency plans to evacuate Americans from the Middle East in case the Israel-Hamas war spreads. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby calls it prudent planning.
I think it would be imprudent and irresponsible if we weren't doing some kind of contingency thinking.
But right now, Kirby stresses there are no active efforts to get Americans out of the region beyond charter flights that began earlier this month from Israel. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The House meets again today at noon ahead of a floor vote as it tries to decide on a speaker. Republicans' latest nominee for House Speaker is Congressman Mike Johnson of Louisiana.
I'm honored to have the support of my colleagues, and what they understand about this is servant leadership. We're going to serve the people of this country. We're going to restore their faith in this Congress.
China says the U.S. is the biggest disruptor of regional peace and stability in the world. This is AP News. Now to the charges against an accused off-duty pilot.
More charges are being filed against an off-duty pilot who tried to cut the engines on a Horizon Air flight. Federal prosecutors are charging Alaska Airlines pilot Joseph Emerson with interfering with the flight crew. It can carry up to 20 years in prison.
We've got the guy that tried to shut the engines down out of the cockpit.
State prosecutors in Oregon already filed 83 counts of attempted murder. He pleaded not guilty to the charges. Court documents show the captain and first officer told police after the plane landed, Emerson told them, "I'm not okay," just before he reached up to pull the handles, and later said he'd been struggling with depression. A friend had recently died, and he had taken psychedelic mushrooms about 48 hours earlier. Flight instructor Mark Angelos has known Emerson for more than 10 years. He's shocked, saying it just couldn't be our Joe. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.